Chapter 15, Important Phrases and Handling Objections. As I pointed out in napkin presentation number 4, your business should look like a large building under construction. You can't see the building until it begins to rise, and it can't begin to rise until you've laid a solid foundation. In MLM, you can't see your income, anything substantial, until you have laid your foundation there as well. To a non-sales type, I say something like, I can see you have doubts about getting involved. I want you to understand that if you say yes, I will be training you. Also, understand that if I didn't think you could do it, we would be talking about something else. The question you should ask yourself about the above is, why would I want to talk to someone into getting involved in my business if I didn't think they could do it? You may want to also mention, once you have been in the business 30 days and know just a fraction about the business that I do, you will understand why I am so excited about your opportunity. Do I have to sell? No. The products will move in the process of building your business, sharing them with your friends. Have you ever seen a presentation of crystal, siding, cookware, fire alarms, or vacuum cleaners? This is what most people think selling is. The definition of selling comes from 95% non-sales types and what they think selling is all about. They define selling as calling on strangers, trying to talk them into buying something they probably neither need nor want. You never have to do that in MLM. First, you are dealing with people you know. Second, you should be handling products they need and want. Is it a pyramid? No. The major difference between MLM and pyramids is that pyramids are illegal. MLM has been around for over 50 years, and if MLM were illegal, it would have been shut down long ago. When you get this objection, in most cases, I believe it is due to a fear of failure. The person you are dealing with is afraid to try your program, and by asking if it is a pyramid, he thinks he will get you off his back because most distributors don't know how to respond. I can't afford to go into business. A person can get started in most MLM companies for under $100. Unless they want to spend the rest of their life working for someone else, they can't afford not to go into business. My definition of having it made is having more money than you can spend and the time to spend it. In my opinion, it is a fact that you will never have it made working for somebody else. My wife, husband won't be interested. Don't let that hold you back. In most cases, it is only one partner that initially gets a business started. Once it becomes successful, the other spouse will come on board. When this happens, your business can really take off. In MLM, when a couple builds their business together, it's not 1 plus 1 equals 2, it's 1 plus 1 equals more. You get a synergistic effect that is really powerful.
Is there an advantage to being directly sponsored by a company? No. As a matter of fact, I would consider this to be a disadvantage. The more distributors you have between you and the company, the better. Everyone in your upline should be helping and supporting your activities. When you are sponsored by the company, you are on your own. How far down group should I work? The further, the better. Many distributors will not work beyond their pay level. I think this is a mistake. Remember napkin presentation number 9? When you work beyond your direct pay levels, you are putting heat under the distributors that you are getting paid on.
How do I select an MLM company? By the time you read this, you will probably already be with a company. The truth is, most people don't pick their first company. Somebody they know who is already with a company picked them. Can I work with more than one program? To answer this properly, I need to divide companies into two categories. Major effort programs with breakaways and some minimum requirements, and the mail order and unilevel types. Most people cannot handle more than one major effort program. You could have several of the latter on your list as long as you understand that the activity with these programs should support your major effort program. There's an old saying that if you have lots of irons in the fire and one of them is hot, you don't need the rest. Most distributors who are in one major effort program will gravitate towards spending their time with the one that works best for them. I just don't have the time. There are 4 elements to recruiting and sponsoring. 1, contacts. 2, time. 3, energy. And 4, knowledge. If I am dealing with a very busy person, I simply say, I'm not asking for your time, just your contacts. Bring up the idea of MLM to your friends and have them contact me. In other words, we will use your contacts, my time, my energy, and my knowledge. You might spend 2 minutes, but I'll spend 2 hours. What's the difference between recruiting and sponsoring? Recruiting is when you bring someone into your organization who is already experienced in multi-level marketing, MLM. Sponsoring has the connotation of bringing someone new into MLM to whom you are making a commitment to train regardless how the industry operates. You can build quickly by recruiting. However, you can build solid by sponsoring. Contest idea. Your people enter the contest by sponsoring someone who has never been in MLM. The new person signs a statement that this is their first company. You may enter as many times as you wish. As the new person reaches various achievement levels, the trainer would receive awards and prizes. My sponsor doesn't help me. What should I do? Go upline until you find someone who will. Eventually, your sponsor, if inactive, will drop out, and you will move upline under the one that is helping you. How important are potlucks? Anytime you do something positive to bring your distributors together, you are creating energy. There is a town about 2 hours' drive from my home. I know 5 people there. Should I attempt to sponsor all 5 myself, or should I sponsor 1 and put the rest under the 1? You should never put anyone under anyone else unless you have brought the 2 parties together and there will be a mutual benefit and support. I would sponsor the best one first, then have some sizzle sessions so you can introduce the other 4 to the first one. If they get along, great. If they don't, you will end up doing the work anyway, so you may just as well sponsor them yourself. My company says I can't join another company. It is interesting to note that some companies have this attitude. They are happy to recruit distributors away from other companies, but it's a gross no-no if someone does it to them. These are the same companies that say, come with us and earn your freedom. As soon as you do, they are the ones who want to own you. I'm happy with my company, so why should I join another one? We believe in supporting our industry, MLM. When we want something for our family, we would prefer to join a company and buy the product wholesale than buying from a retail or direct sales outlet. You can be signed up with a lot of companies to buy products wholesale. However, few distributors will be successful if they try to build an organization with more than one. I am burned out on MLM. My company just declared Chapter 11. This would be like going to town, eating out, getting a bad meal, then deciding that every restaurant in town is bad. Remember, you cannot fail in MLM. You can only quit. If your company goes belly up, find another one. Never quit. On your tombstone, visualize these 2 possible epitaphs. Put your name in the blanks. A. Here lies blank. A person who tried once in life and quit. Or B. Here lies blank. A person who never made it but never quit trying. When should I quit my regular job? Many distributors get the urge to go full-time too soon. This is a major mistake. It puts too much pressure on them to make money now. It is difficult to work on your foundation when the rent is due this week. You shouldn't quit your job until you have built up a reserve and you are making at least twice as much from your MLM efforts as you are from your regular job. Remember, your bonuses only come once a month with most programs. Most people are used to getting paid weekly. Some spell it weekly. How would you graphically show the difference selling a lot and sponsoring a wide base A versus working with a few serious distributors, 5 at a time, down group B? A distributor who sells a lot and sponsors a wide base would be on line A. A distributor working the business with a few serious distributors would be on line B. Ask your new distributor which line they would like to be on. When they say B, you should ask them, do you understand that to be on line B, you won't be making a lot of money for the first few months? Again, you are trying to program their mind for 6 months.